times, we understand families are having to stay home. This makes internet and TV not only entertainment, but a vital source of information. Whether you are a person trying to work from home or have children home due to school closures, TV and internet are now as important as ever. This is important. If you have a data cap system like satellite internet, slow, unreliable internet, or no internet at all, this may not be sufficient for you any longer. We may be able to help with an unlimited data option with a comparable cost. If it is time for you to get internet or TV, upgrade your options, or are looking to save money, call to see if we can help. We are your local internet and Dish TV provider and support team right here in your community. We have made sure our family has the best options. Now let us help yours. JD Installations, 208-457-2704. That's JD Installations, 208-457-2704.
Whether it's apple juice or red wine, everybody spills sometimes. Don't worry about it, because Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One is here to provide the ideal flooring solution for your lifestyle, spills and all. Right now, during Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One's Spillibration event, you can save up to 50% and take advantage of 18-month interest-free financing on select luxury vinyl, tile, and spill-resistant carpets. Hurry in. The Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One Spillibration event ends May 3rd on Bonner Mall Way in Ponderay. Subject to credit approval, equal monthly payments required. See store for details.
Everyone's heard the saying, don't cry over spilled milk. Well, with spill-resistant flooring from Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One, you don't have to cry over spilled anything. Right now, during Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One's Spillibration event, you can save up to 50% and take advantage of 18-month interest-free financing on select luxury vinyl, tile, and spill-resistant carpets. Our experts will help you find the perfect spill-resistant flooring for your home and lifestyle. But don't wait. The Spillibration event at Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One ends May 3rd on Bonner Mall Way in Ponderay. Subject to credit approval, equal monthly payments required. See store for details.
News, talk, sports, 97.1 FM, 1400 AM, 1450 AM, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, you're listening to Living Your Dream. This is a monthly talk show highlighting those who are choosing to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. So here we are back in the studio after taking some time for social distancing and sheltering at home. And it's such an interesting time to consider that pretty much everyone around the world has been staying at home, working from home. Kids are home from school. Parents are attempting to homeschool them. And there's not a whole lot of options for kids to go outside and play in some areas. And having a babysitter isn't necessarily an option either. So we have definitely created a new normal over the last 30-ish days. And that's about how much time it takes to develop a new habit. So I think it's interesting because pretty soon we will start easing out of this and going back to some of our old ways. And I can already hear clients, friends, family members saying, I miss the days of the quarantine when fill in the blank. So I'm just encouraging you to stop and consider the new habits that you've developed over the past 30 days. What have you come to love? What will you miss? What do you want to weave into your life as you move forward and things start opening up again? Do you want to have more time with your children and your family as you have? Do you want to stop running all over the place doing errands and shopping? Do you want to continue habits of sleeping in because that felt really good, more time to read and watch shows that you're generally interested in as opposed to just habitual watching, simply doing puzzles, whatever it is for you, just take some time and maybe have a discussion with the person that you live with or your family and ask yourselves, how has this been good for us? What have we learned about ourselves, about each other? And what do we want to weave into what will become our new normal from here? You know, it might make for an interesting discussion. This is one of those times in our lives. It's so unique to capture the gifts that could be found in that time or something you don't want to miss. Anyway, perhaps one of the things that you might have also been pondering is the opportunity to consider doing different work in the world. Either that may come out of necessity or just simply an awareness or desire to do something different. My guest today has chosen to do exactly that. She was actually scheduled to be my guest last month before the show got canceled. But I think it's kind of good timing because I think her message and her choice about how to go about pursuing a new career direction is really interesting. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, my guest will join us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. Now is the time to get your vehicle serviced for the season ahead, so call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road. Open weekdays from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7 to 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. As a governor-deemed essential business, we will remain open and fully staffed for sales, general service, and emergency repairs. Our staff is working hard to keep our facilities and inventory clean and sanitary. Pickup and drop-off is available. Visit our website to view our inventory and schedule a virtual test drive. We're offering 10% off maintenance and repairs for all hospital staff, licensed caretakers, first responders, and their family. Pierce Auto Center.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company has served Bonner County residents with quality farm, home, and hardware products since 1934, and adding propane to the mix in the last 20 of those 85 years. We are proud of the longevity of the cooperative and the business relationship to the community. In addition to good business practices, often comes social responsibility, a value held by the co-op from the beginning. For this reason, co-op management has decided to cancel the annual tree sale, which was to have been held at the end of April. We believe this is a wise and responsible choice in light of recent changes in the health awareness environment. It is our sincere hope to resume the sale next season. Thank you for your continued patronage and for making the tree sale so much fun over the last few years. We hope to see you all again at the co-op in the coming months. In the meantime, please visit us at coopcountrystore.com or on Facebook.
1 minute.
Sweet Lou's in Coeur d'Alene and Ponderay are both temporarily closed for sit-down service due to health concerns for their staff and customers. But please note, they're both still open for takeout, and they're offering curbside service, plus delivery available in Coeur d'Alene. Just give Sweet Lou's a call or place an order online, and your selection of Sweet Lou's delicious food will be on its way to you. You can find out more online at sweetlouisidaho.com. That's sweetlouisidaho.com. Stay healthy out there and order some tasty treats from Sweet Lou's today.
Your home wants you to stay home right now, and your neighbors here at Yolk's Fresh Markets do too. But when you need something from the store, we got you. If you dream of clean stores, because that's a thing now, we got you. If you'd rather shop online, we got that too. And to everyone who can't stay home, everyone whose work is essential to keeping our community strong, thank you from all of us at Yolk's Fresh Markets.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who are choosing to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and to live lives that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lisa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My passion is guiding others to find and live theirs. Before we went to break, I was saying that at this point in time, there's a lot of people that are in a situation where they may be considering doing different work at this particular time, either out of necessity or maybe an awareness of a preference and an opportunity to maybe move forward in a different direction. My guest today is Chloe Mizusawa, and Chloe got her master's degree in speech and language pathology, and she was employed as a speech pathologist. But as it turned out, after all the education and everything she had learned, she decided that this isn't exactly the career that she had in mind. I had the opportunity to meet Chloe on a chairlift, which seems like such a long time ago that Schweitzer was open. And we engaged in a conversation where she explained to me exactly how she's going about pursuing a new direction to discover a career. And so, Chloe, so happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Alyssa.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Really, really good. So you're surviving the lockdown and...
Yeah, we're doing okay. It's definitely a different time than when I saw you last.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, amazingly, the time seems to have gone by rather quickly for me. So I don't know if everybody would stay the same, but it's been a good time for me. I can say that for sure. So anyways, Chloe, I so loved your story and learning about your courage to, you know, just step out and to do something different and in discovering how to find a career that you love. So, but like to just back up a little bit. So you started in speech pathology initially. Mm-hmm. So what compelled you, what attracted you to go that direction?
I think I went to college and honestly, I started out pre-med. And soon into that, wasn't sure if that was quite for me either. Took a lot of different classes and came to find that speech-language pathology, while something that I'd never considered, was something that I honestly didn't mind and ended up following that through to a master's degree.
Right.
And found myself on the other end working in the field. So that's kind of my route to get there.
So, and what was the draw for pre-med? What how'd you go down that path?
I think that I started college and I hadn't had a ton of exposure. Somewhere along the lines, I had gotten this idea into my head when I was a kid that I wanted to be a writer and a doctor. Mm. So I think pre-med was kind of one of my first choices. It seemed like a direction and it felt like a place to go.
Uh-huh. And so was there something in particular that, when you were a young kid, was there something in particular that had you thinking that that was something that you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm. In high school as well, we had done a lot of volunteer work for Operation Smile, which is like the volunteer organization where you go overseas and they provide facial reconstruction operations.
Sure.
So my siblings and I had all gone on a mission for that and that gave us some medical exposure.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And so what about that kind of steered you down that path? Like if you got to travel and you got to help these kids with facial reconstruction, was there something in particular that kind of was calling your name?
Yeah, I think I really liked the idea of helping people. And I think even the idea, there's obviously the prestige around medicine as well. So even maybe not thinking of it and knowing that up front,
right?
There was a security there.
Right. And so how old were you when you got to do that experience? That sounds fascinating.
Oh, I think I was about 17.
Wow.
Or 16.
Great. And where did you get to travel for that?
I went to Cairo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
that was not exactly your average 17-year-old trip.
Yeah. I went to Cairo, and my sister went to the Philippines.
Nice. And so would you encourage something like that as a something for a teenage student to do?
Oh, absolutely.
Was it a little scary?
It was scary, but the organization was really supportive. We had a big chapter of that for our schools, and it was run by a family friend. So it was something that I had seen other people doing, friends and family friends. So I wasn't very nervous, mostly just excited.
Oh, that sounds great. I didn't even know that that was an opportunity. That's good to know. And mm-hmm. Again, anything to get some career exposure and some information about what people do out there in the world, because so often everything's that's textbook, or, you know, you just kind of witness somebody doing on TV or whatever, and it, you know, you think it sounds like a good calling. It, you know, I think the closer you can get to it in real life, the better.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, which is great that you had that opportunity to do that. But so then you started on your path with pre-med, and then what were your feelings as you were going through school?
As I was going through school, I ended up with a biology minor, but it was just so many classes, and I think the idea of just continuing in that way in school kind of, I got turned off by it later on. And then speech language pathology seemed like a middle ground that didn't necessarily require as much time.
Okay.
And had a more like human aspect as well.
Okay.
So that seemed pretty attractive to me. But honestly, I took so many strange classes just to try to find something that interested me. Like I took business classes, and I took sociology classes, and I took psychology classes and Viking mythology for really no reason.
Wow. Just to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Great class.
So, and how did that feel? Because I know I hear so often from my clients the same thing. It's like, you know, I've taken all these classes and nothing really feels like a fit. Nothing's really sticking. So how was that for you?
I think it felt good to put my toes into each of the classes. I don't necessarily think I got a picture of what the future would look like from any of those classes.
Good point.
I don't think I necessarily had the foresight either to pursue those opportunities or like to go investigate further. I honestly didn't really know how to go about it, and I was just surrounded by all these possibilities, which to me felt overwhelming.
So what do you mean you didn't know how to go about it?
How to go about this picking something and like maybe going and shadowing and doing that consecutively. Like I was aware of how to do that, but for things that weren't as accessible, like maybe looking at journalism, I, for some reason, I was too distracted, too college age.
Yeah.
To really get it together, I think, at that point.
Well, that totally makes sense. But, and then, so when you were taking all these different classes and you didn't really know, you know, where they might lead you, did any of them particularly fascinate you or like make you just hungry to learn more about them?
I did feel like I really enjoyed psychology, but at the same time, those classes at the college I went to had like 800 students in them. And then there was always that dialogue on the side where people are like, oh, getting a job in psychology, that's going to be so challenging.
Right.
So it was a little difficult to filter out the noise on the side, but I would say psychology was one of the things I was more interested in.
And then was it the voices that were saying that it's a challenge to get a job in that career? Is that one of the things that maybe persuaded you to not go down that path?
I think so. Yeah. I think there's not really denying that speech language pathology is a pretty practical field.
Right.
And it was one of the first courses I had taken, and one of the first, and this might have just been an issue with my university, but it was one of the first departments where I went in and they really laid out the coursework and what that would look like and what I needed to do. And it had a structure, mm-hmm. and it felt very practical and very secure. And I think that was really attractive to me at that time.
Sure. Yeah, because everybody wants to kind of know where they're going and how they're going to get there. So that definitely mm-hmm. is a help. But was there much in the way of offering career advice or how to go about how do you define a path? Or was there anything that was offered to you as far as that goes at your university or high school?
I'm guessing there was, but I did not find it, or it was something that you had to seek out a little bit more.
Yes. Well, which I think is so interesting because I think, again, I hear this all the time from clients, is nobody really shows you how to go about discovering a career for yourself. Some high schools have some assessments and things like that, but you know, there's such an emphasis on getting a college degree, on having a career that's you know, got a good job title and makes good income, but nobody really, there's really not a very solid method out there for facilitating that process when kids are at ages to make those decisions.
Oh, definitely not. And I don't think there's an emphasis, like, in high school or in college enough on practical things that you're going to be dealing with later on in life either.
Yeah, you mean like balancing taxes. Checkbooks and taxes? Yes, I agree 100%. But who knows? Out of all this stuff that's going on right now, anything's possible. I'm coming to find out, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of kept going down the path, and then the speech pathology seemed like the practical way to go. Mm-hmm. And then, so you got your bachelor's.
Got my bachelor's.
And then what?
And then I was accepted into the master's program at the same school. And so it was in state, and I was frugal, so I continued there.
Okay.
And then I'm from New Mexico, and I continued to live there and finish my fellowship year, which is where you go and do like a supervised work experience, but you get paid. And then from there, I moved to San Diego.
Okay. You know, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to pick up there because I have a question for you, but we need to take a little break, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ponsonous at Ponderay Vet Service. During these difficult and uncertain times, we are working hard to meet the essential needs of your four-legged family members. If your pet is ill, injured, or needs a medication refill, the doctors and staff at Ponderay Vet Service are here for you 7 days a week. In an effort to keep everyone safe, we're offering a curbside concierge service. A staff member will meet you in the parking lot to transport your pet inside for their appointment. We appreciate your cooperation and understanding. Ponderay Vet Service, serving the community for over 50 years.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
People sometimes forget the amazing things trees provide for us. Aside from their beauty, forests help build our homes, filter air and water, and add to our economy. But North Idaho's timberland also provides a haven for the wildlife that's so important in our part of the country. Idaho Forest Group knows a healthy forest means healthy wildlife. If it's properly managed to help prevent wind or wildfire damage, and it's insect and disease free, your forest will attract more diverse and healthy wildlife. Do you own 10 or more acres of timberland? Idaho Forest Group can help you maintain its health by providing a free, no obligation assessment of your trees. We'll help you manage your forest and make it a healthy home for birds, deer, elk, and all the creatures that make up North Idaho's amazing ecosystem. Healthy forests really do mean healthy wildlife. To schedule a visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, visit us at idfg.com.
As the seasons change, it's a great time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start the process calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts. Right now, Specialty Auto Glass can save you time and money with their mobile auto glass service. That's right, Specialty Auto Glass will come to you at work, at home, or wherever is convenient for you. All their technicians are certified and they abide by the AGSC standard. Make the right choice today with the experts at Specialty Auto Glass in Ponderay.
At Real Estate Rescue, they take the coronavirus seriously as they have many clients who are medically sensitive. They also realize that some home repairs must be made immediately. Because of this, they've been implementing room seal-off and fresh air injection systems to isolate the work area from the rest of the house. At the completion of the project, they will disinfect the entire work area. So if you need remodeling, home repair, or general handyman work, they're here for you 7 days a week. Visit their website at realestaterescue208.com or call 208-265-9051.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, a monthly talk show highlighting those who are choosing to have the courage and to take the risks to do work that they genuinely love. I'm your host for the show. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Chloe Mizusawa. Chloe got her master's degree in speech and language pathology, and she has since then decided that she would like to pursue a different avenue. And we were just discussing her bachelor's or her undergraduate degree in pre-med and how she discovered that she wanted to go into speech pathology and got accepted into the master's program. So, Chloe, the question that I have for you is, and I see this all the time as well, is that students go right from getting their bachelor's degree right into getting a master's degree, and they don't get any real work experience out there between the two. So was that the case with you as well?
Well, in order to be a speech-language pathologist in practice, you have to have a master's degree.
Right.
So for me, yeah, I went immediately from completing my – actually, I did a portion of my master's degree while I was still in my bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Because that was allowed at my university. So really just no break between.
And so, and did they, but actually give you an opportunity to either shadow or intern or do anything that kind of got you into that world so you could actually experience what that job would feel like on a day-to-day basis?
I did do some shadowing, yeah. They had shadow opportunities and some requirements for classes. So I do think they did attempt to prepare us.
Okay.
And give us some real-world application.
Any clues for you at that time?
I think... I don't think I had any clues right then.
No.
I'm pretty optimistic overall.
Okay.
So I think I enjoyed it enough, and it was interesting enough, and it was learning something and progressing towards something.
Sure.
So at that point, I think it still felt pretty good, like a pretty good path.
And then as you got into your master's, did anything shift or change for you then?
As I was doing my master's, I had clinical rotations, but I think at that point in time, it wasn't as though I was just a speech therapist working, because I still had the part where I was a student and I was still a university student, and then I was still a graduate assistant, and I was still working a part-time job at a bookstore that I loved.
Yeah, so you had a lot of different hats you were wearing for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could imagine that might water things down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so then you got your master's and then you applied for a job. How'd
yep.
that go?
It went well. One of my clinical rotations fed directly into my first job because they just asked me to stay on.
Oh, that's nice. That made it easier for you.
Yeah.
And then, so how did that feel? Like, you know, you've got your master's degree and you've got your own patients and you're, you know, getting an opportunity to work with them and give them, enhance their lives in the ways with the training and everything that you had. How did that go?
I mean, it felt really good. And honestly, paychecks are nice. I like paychecks.
yeah.
And paychecks are good. And at that point, I had a boyfriend that I had been dating for about 5 years then. And he was finishing his master's too. So, we were kind of in New Mexico and we were there together and doing those things. But I had known that we had wanted to move out of New Mexico.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't going to be something that you were going to be working at for a long time.
No, no. I knew it was probably complete my fellowship and then move into a different city and get a new position.
Gotcha.
So when you were, when it was just you and your patients, how was that? I mean, did that inspire you? Did it feel good?
Yeah, I worked a lot with the pediatric population, and I really, really like working with kids. And I think I really enjoyed it, but there was an aspect of it that was a lot of, I mean, I think across every job, there's always that paperwork part. But right. There was this repetitiveness and this, you see somebody, you write notes, and you are constantly like cognitively engaged. And it got to be, even in my fellowship year, it got to be a little bit repetitive.
Right. Yeah. I hear that about most medical professions, that there's so much paperwork that's involved that it gets, it kind
oh
of
my gosh.
Distracts you from why you went into the profession.
Oh, absolutely. And there's an extent to where it can be get a little disheartening when you are learning and you are new to the field and you're like, am I doing this right? And then you have to go write 3 reports, so you don't really get to process what you're doing all the time.
Interesting. Well, and then it's also interesting that you said that from the time you were a young child that you thought you wanted to go into the medical field and writing. So mm-hmm. Look what you got. You manifested
yeah.
it.
There we go.
Maybe not exactly the writing you wanted to do.
Not necessarily, no.
Well, and it sounds almost like it didn't give you a window of opportunity to ask yourself, like, well, what could I have done differently, or what would I do better, or, you know, how did this really help my patient? Was there much opportunity for that?
I mean, I saw beginning then that you end up with so many clients and patients that you don't always have time to stop and think about what you're doing.
Exactly.
Like, you do it and it's robotic and you're worried about doing it well, so you're researching, but there's not that moment to pause and really check in with yourself.
Right. And do you think that would have made a difference for you?
I don't think right at that moment it would have made a difference. I think I probably had to see that path a little bit further down the road first.
Gotcha. So was it just the timeline of you and your boyfriend leaving that had you pretty much ready to exit your career as a speech pathologist?
No, actually. So what ended up happening is I ended up breaking up with my boyfriend. And then shortly after that, I left New Mexico by myself and was fully prepared to just continue working as a speech language pathologist, just somewhere new. Because I think when you're feeling a certain way and there's a lot of different things that could be the issue,
yeah.
I was like, okay, something doesn't feel quite right. Maybe it's the boyfriend.
Right.
Oh, something doesn't feel quite right. Maybe it's the city, you know, and to an extent, maybe it was a little bit of all those things.
Sure. And then that's when you found yourself in San Diego?
Yeah.
And then did you work there? What was the draw there?
Yeah. So I have family. I had a sister in LA and I had family in northern San Diego. So it was one of the more reasonable places I could move, and it looked exciting and I would have a bit of a safety net. And so I went to work in an autism-specific clinic, and I worked there for a year. And during that time, it was very different from my first job, but it was still a private clinic, and I think I found myself very anxious a lot of the time.
Oh, boy, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my skin broke out. I was very stressed out all the time. I was commuting an hour to and from work.
Wow.
I was working like probably 10 hours a day. And it's not to say it was miserable, because there were parts of it that I think were very valuable and really great. But So that was stop number one on the Speech Therapy San Diego job tour.
Okay.
And then I went to work. I left that job after, I think, a year and some change. And then I went to work for a school district on a contract for a contract company in San Diego as well.
How'd that
go? I was there for about a year, and it was better. I actually didn't enjoy it, but the caseload that I had there was not particularly manageable. And I was at a lot of different schools. So I was just kind of seeing this like recurring theme of just everyone is worked to the point of exhaustion.
Oh, yeah. And so, and I would imagine that didn't give you a whole lot of opportunity to feel super effective.
There's moments where I would feel really effective and I'd feel very great and I'd love being with the kids and I enjoyed my coworkers at both of those jobs. But overall, you just are like, you're just exhausted.
Right, right. Just kind of cranking the students through, I would imagine.
Oh, and you see it with your colleagues too. You almost get in this habit of like a little bit complaining, but it's like a bonding thing that you're doing.
Oh, and that happens pretty much everywhere.
Yeah. And I was like, this is great. I'm glad to have like some comrades in the battle trenches, but you're also like, I don't know if I want to live like this.
Yes, exactly. But you know what? You got the message and, you know, it encouraged you to create some change in your life, which is a good thing. And it is time for us to go to another break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
North Idaho Animal Hospital is now offering virtual veterinary visits as another option for clients during this unusual time. Who needs this type of appointment? Limps, lumps, wounds, behavior issues, and medical consultations. Please call to schedule a virtual veterinary visit for your pet. North Idaho Animal Hospital is open.
And you can roll all the way to 59
also
on this, 58 or 59,
service.
Whatever.
For more
on this
information
next
on their COVID-19 safety procedures, visit their website at vcahospitals.com/north-idaho.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandpoint say save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place
that.
Your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net.
I'm the opposite. I think it's because I do the morning show, so I'm like,
save
whatever.
Time, shop
it'll work.
Online.
It all
Are
works out.
Are you thinking
out.
Of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. Locally owned and operated, their Bonners Ferry brokerage donates thousands of dollars each year to our youth, nonprofits, and to those in need. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today, 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
Sandpoint Superdrug is open 7 days a week with all the essentials, including their pharmacy, immune support department, nutrition center, plus household and hardware items. They're fully staffed to get you in and out fast. Sandpoint Superdrug is working hard to make sure that they're stocked up on the things you need to keep your home and family safe. To save time, call ahead or order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help, located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
There are many sounds in your daily
life.
1 minute,
ladies.
Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Born in North Idaho, P1FCU is a credit union that put roots down to help our members succeed. Over 80 years later, we have stayed true to our ideals of working hard and giving back to our friends and neighbors. That's why we have launched our Member Financial Assistance Plan, to help members navigate these difficult times. Stronger together, we are P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Living Your Dream, monthly talk show, highlighting those who are choosing to have the courage and to take the risks to do work and live lives that they genuinely love. I'm Lissa Marquardt, and I am a certified career and life coach. My guest today is Chloe Mizusawa, and she has decided to take a different turn in her career path, and I can't wait to get into what's coming up next. So you just had this job working for a school district in San Diego and likely discovering that maybe this isn't it either. So then what happens?
At that point, I'd been in San Diego about 2 years, and it was definitely starting to feel very like home, and I could see what the future would hold if I stayed there. And a year previously, one of my best friends from college moved out to live with me out in San Diego. And he had applied for a visa. He was from France, and it got denied. So we're sitting there, and he's like, I have to leave. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I necessarily want to continue doing what I'm doing right now. And that was kind of one of those turning points where everything was comfortable and then it was a little more uncertain.
Sure.
So he, not a boyfriend, just a very good friend,
right,
had to go back to France, and he decided to actually end up in London. He's like, you can come with me there. And I can practice in London. So that was the place I could continue doing that.
Nice.
But I knew that if I went to London, I'd be putting another Band-Aid on a problem that I didn't necessarily like doing what I was doing.
Wow, that's great.
So at that point, I decided I didn't want to stay in San Diego, and I didn't really want to. I wanted to figure out how I could work and live and have a balance that I really liked.
I love that.
So my the best dad I could have, and I'm very grateful. He's helped me move into pretty much every house I've ever lived in. Helped me pack up my life into a Prius. And I ended up just going from friend and family member and different people that I hadn't had time to visit, and honestly just bopping around for a few months.
And how'd that go?
It was really awesome. Before I left, I bought a ski pass. And so along the way, I would stop and just be a ski bum.
And that's awesome. And so, and what have you learned along the way?
I've gotten to see how so many different people are living their lives. Staying a couple weeks here and knowing that I'd created a foundation in a life that had just a really great support network where I was able to do that was
sure.
Something I was proud of.
Right.
And then stopping into each house and seeing what people were doing for their work and where they were living and how they felt about it was really nice to me. I really enjoyed doing that.
And so are there questions that you have for the people that you're staying with? Are there certain things you're looking for? Is there some sort of a process that you're kind of guiding mm-hmm. yourself through?
Part of the process for me, so work was a focus, but also part of the focus was looking at different areas of the country.
Sure.
And thinking where I might want to like have a home base to make different changes into to that had more things that I was interested in and were accessible. So I was kind of doing like a U.S. tour of places I might want to live.
That's great.
Along the way, I was stopping and I would be with these people that I loved and I trusted. And we'd always have the conversation where I'm like, do you like what you're doing? Like, are you happy? Like, what else would you like? And I think there was always that point where you could tell in people's faces, they're just like, oh my gosh, I want to go do that too.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely. So you're just doing your own career research your way. I love it.
Yeah, but I'm very aware of how grateful I should be because I don't think everyone can career research hobo couch hop in that way.
No, but you know what? It's all about options and looking at different ways to go about doing it, and you've created your own way. And, you know, I think that that... It's kind of like, you know, how in Europe they give kids the gap year. And so I think you're doing your own version of the gap year and gleaning the information as you go along. And so what are some of the ahas that you might want to take forward into a future career? Are there qualities of a career that you've discovered or certain, you know, things that you might want to do in particular?
Yeah, I think it will be important for me to be able to have different projects going on. It doesn't necessarily mean that speech language pathology was the exact wrong thing.
Right.
I think I'm grateful to have something, especially in these very different times, that could provide me with a stable income.
Sure.
If I needed it. But also that I've realized we live in such a great age of technology that there's so much more room to get creative.
Absolutely.
And to create balance.
Absolutely. And so, like, have you gotten opportunities for, you know, for employment, or have you just kind of, you know, not gone that route, but more just seeking information at this point? Mm-hmm.
So with this time, my little brother is a great artist. So we're working on a children's book now.
Oh, nice.
So that's been a fun project and a fun thing to work on. And as a speech therapist, I've read about 8 million children's books. So that has been a nice project to have. I took a brief stint as a preschool teacher as well. And that was nice, too.
Well, and
I
you
did,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I kind of see that you've got a theme around kids, which is interesting. So and what else have you gotten?
Yeah, I wonder if I have a specific interest in kids or if that's my comfort zone. So even still, I'm kind of always trying to push myself to do things that are a little bit more challenging and
sure.
don't necessarily revolve around taking care of people.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes it's just a matter of getting the synergy of all, like, you can have careers that do not seem to have any kind of a connection to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, all the puzzle pieces come together. And there it is. So, I mean, it sounds to me like that's exactly what you're doing. You're just kind of gathering some of the puzzle pieces to see exactly what that puzzle is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And
Absolutely.
So what's next on your horizon?
So right now I'm still up. I planned on coming and visiting my friends in Washington, which you know,
yes.
you know Courtney.
Uh-huh.
I planned on coming up for 2 weeks, but I think I've been here like 3 months now.
And what is that telling you?
I think I like it up here.
And you got through winter, which is good.
I know. I wish winter didn't get canceled so soon, but I understand.
Yes.
It's taught me, I mean, not just about work, which I know that all of the areas of life I interconnect in some way eventually,
mm-hmm.
but I've also learned of different ways that I like to play and activities I didn't know I enjoyed as much as I do. And so we've spent a lot of time outside and snowboarding before it got closed.
Right.
But I think next I need to, I actually did end up taking, a job for speech therapy that was working remote. And then I was going to transition that to part-time remote. So I'm trying to see how I can incorporate what I've already worked towards in a more sustainable way.
Right.
It gives me time for projects. And right now, that's kind of my goal.
And so what's your comfort level right now? Are you good with the way things are going? My other question is, like, do you recommend this for people that are kind of finding themselves in a position that you were in before?
I recommend it, but I also know that everyone's personalities are so different.
Right.
And staying with so many different people over this period of time has really made me realize, like, the way people value different things. And so I think everyone needs to check in with their values.
Yes.
And what would work with their comfort level and what works with what they have. But I think that if you're not happy where you are, you really do need to figure out some way to change it.
Absolutely true. And yeah, and it could look entirely different for everybody. But yeah. I like I said, when I met you, I totally applaud your courage and your willingness to just step out of the lane that we get into when we start on our career journey. And so many people are afraid to get off despite the discomfort that they feel. And so I always say, if you can get to the point where you can at least consider other options that feel better, you're on the path to doing yourself a big, big favor. Anyways, Chloe, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing how you got where you are here right now. And I couldn't wish you any more success and happiness on your journey. And I can't wait to hear how things play out for you.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. I'm glad to be here.
You're so welcome. So if you are in a position where you're considering perhaps doing some different work in life, let's talk. You can reach me at 714-349-4570. That's our show for today. Stay tuned. My next show will be May 25th. And for now, remember, now is your life. Get out there and really live it.
1400 AM KSPT Sandpoint, 97.1 FM, and 1450 KBFI AM Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's radio.
Businesses, Governor Greg Abbott today says cases of coronavirus continue to drop.
Well, because of your efforts, the COVID-19 infection rate has been on the decline.